ESS, this is Will.
Hi, Will. Is Karen available?
Yeah, can I ask who's calling?
Sure, it's Nicole, Bank of Cardiff.
Okay. Please hold.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Karen.
Hi, Karen. It's Nicole, Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. This is still a good time for you?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. So you had left me a message yesterday, so I kind of, you know, got caught up on maybe what you were looking for in terms of the working capital.
Mm-hmm.
But you're just having a delay in payment from customers. Is that what's going on?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And what does your business do exactly?
We make a product that tests temperature for mostly the microwave industry, but microwave as in communications and
Okay.
So they put their components on our product and it gets hot or cold, whatever they want it to be.
Okay. And how long have you had the business?
Since 1989.
Okay, it's a long time.
It is.
And how's everything else going?
Well, we have a
perfect.
We have really good receivables, and we got a good crew.
Yeah, and so you're in Sonora.
That's right.
Is that by Arnold?
Kind of, yeah.
Kind of.
It's like in a week ago.
Oh yeah.
Big Trees. Have you been there?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been to Arnold before, and I thought we drove through your area.
Uh-huh.
Somewhere around there. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Perfect. And then are you the sole owner of the business?
My husband and I.
Okay. Is it 50-50? Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Perfect. And you had mentioned in the voicemail that you were looking for maybe around 60,000?
Or 40, 50. 60.
Okay.
Well, that purchase order is for 60.
Okay. So that's just one order that you have?
Yeah.
For a client? Okay. Is it a new client or?
No.
No, okay.
I don't know if you know them. L3 Communications?
Yeah. Familiar with them?
They want a space chamber redone, retrofit.
Are they based in San Diego?
You know, I think we've worked with them in San Diego. And
I know they have an office because we're here.
There's one up here in Folsom. That's the one we're dealing with. And then we sold them a lot of business. They bought, it's called MyTech, back east. And we have a rep there that sells a lot to them for us.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Now, what did the business do for gross revenue last year?
Last year was we had $1,250,000.
Okay. And this year, what do you think you're on track to do?
This year, our fiscal year just ended, and it was about 925, I think.
Okay.
So less.
And why do you think it went down? Is it because of the delays in payment, or?
You know, it's just we pretty much. I was going to say we usually average about $1 million. So maybe it's just the timing.
Mm-hmm.
$250,000 got put in the year before, and then so it was not in this year.
Okay. Okay.
So,
that's fine.
It's just it kind of averages about $1 million, and then we just don't know. Like these are capital equipment purchases, so our customers, you know, they need something, and it takes them kind of a long time to get it in the budget and get the purchase order going.
Okay, how much do these units usually cost?
Oh well, we make basically three, I'm going to say, three different types of products.
Mm-hmm.
So the lower cost ones, you know, $6,000 or $7,000.
Mm-hmm.
You know, probably up to 10. And those
okay.
units use they use LN2 or CO2 for cooling. Mm.
Okay.
And so then the next unit up, you don't have to use LN2 or CO2. You can plug it in, which is, you know, overall it saves money.
Yeah.
You don't know, you know, who's counting the beans on the
right.
other end. Because, you know, for outgoing, those are around $20,000. But, you know, the colder it gets, the more expensive it is. And then the space chambers, those are like $250,000.
Okay.
And they simulate, they get really cold, and they pull a vacuum, and they simulate space.
Wow, okay.
So,
perfect.
Google bought one of them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think, you know, for the satellite, you know, the satellite or the drones or, you know.
Oh, the drones.
I don't know exactly what they do with them, but
yeah.
They test it on our plate. Or
okay.
chambers.
And so do you have, is there a lot of competition in your industry? Or is it just, it seems like it's a very, you know, niche type
niche.
Of,
yeah.
yeah.
It's pretty niche. And then we had one of our products, the, you know, we have a low cost, the one that uses CNC and LN2.
Mm-hmm.
And the controller is built in to the plate, and so it makes it lower cost, and we don't have, I don't think we have any competition in that market.
Oh, wow, okay. All right, perfect. So in terms of personal credit, how do you think yours and your husband's would rate? Is it excellent? Is it fair? Is it just kind of in the middle?
Well, I have Discover Card, and
mm-hmm.
they give me my credit score.
Yeah.
And it's 800.
Okay. All right. Now, do you have a line of credit with your local bank? Do you use any type of working capital, anything like that?
I do have a line of credit with my bank.
Okay. And is there availability on that? How much does that go up to?
I think that was 95.
Okay.
And I have 84 out.
Okay. And are you using that for the receivables and that sort of thing?
For, it's unsecured, that one is.
Right, but are you using that those funds for?
To pay my bills?
Yeah, I mean exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. It's always good to keep the line of credit balance down because a lot of times, well, a lot of people don't even get a line of credit. So that's really great that you have one. And it's always good to keep the balance down because sometimes the banks get nervous and they'll either require you to pay it down or pull it. You
yeah,
know, they'll call the loan.
They renewed it and didn't even call me. And then my rate was prime minus 2.
Uh-huh. Oh, interesting. And have you been at that bank for a while?
Yeah, really.
Okay. Long. Is it
well,
Bank of America or?
Nine.
Oh, wow,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. So I'll let you know how this program works, and then if you think it's a good fit, I'll let you know what I need to issue the approval. And we can usually issue an approval within a day and have you funded within a day or two. What was your time frame for getting the funds if everything worked out?
Well, today is like a payroll day, but I checked everything. I'm going to be fine. But, yeah, if 2 weeks is another payroll.
Oh, okay.
And then, you know, I could – it'd just be nice to not have to
– maybe have a cushion or
– yeah.
Okay. Perfect. So this would be an unsecured program, so we're not going to ask for any collateral or assets. we can usually lend about 10 to 15% of the yearly gross revenue of the business. So you will probably get approved for around $100,000, give or take. You know, it could be 120, 130, anywhere in that neighborhood is what you'll probably get approved for. And the terms for this program range anywhere from 3 months to a couple years for repayment, and anywhere in between. So, sorry to interrupt.
Is this a loan or a line?
It's a loan.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a working capital loan. So we would approve you for the max amount of capital. So again, say we approved you for 120 or whatever it may be, but you only need 50,000 or 40,000. You could just take the amount you need, mm-hmm. and that's what you would pay back on. So you don't want to take more than you need, because you would pay interest on whatever amount you pool on that. And depending on how you structure it, you can pull from it every so many months, kind of like a line of credit. So it's usually halfway through your term. So if you pick a 12-month term and 6 months, we'll give you a call, see if you need additional funding. If it's a 6-month term and 3 months, you'd be eligible. So that's kind of how that works. So every client's different, and they'll pick the term that's going to make the most sense for them.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of repayment, you're not going to see an APR on this loan. So there will be we use a factor rate, so it'll be a fixed cost to the funds, and it really will depend on credit, industry, and the term length that you choose. So I can give you an example.
Okay.
It'll range anywhere from, and just given that information, do you think you would do something shorter, or you would want it longer?
I guess a year.
Maybe a year, okay.
Or what's better, 6 months or a year? I don't need to go real long.
It really just depends on what you need, your business.
Mm-hmm.
And you can always pay the loans off early and get a discount too.
Oh.
We'll give you a bunch of different options to look at. But so you're not going to have an APR, and it's not going to be prime, you know, minus 2, unfortunately. I wish I could offer that. We can't. But it is going to be unsecured, so it is going to be higher than our equipment finance programs, which are secured by the equipment themselves. Those start at about 4%, go up from there.
Mm-hmm.
So on this program, it will be about 10 cents on the dollar, and it goes up from there. So 10 cents on the dollar, it could be, you know, 20 cents on the dollar. But it's not an APR, because some of the programs are less than a year and it could be 2 years. So when you average it out, the APRs don't calculate that way. So if you did, say you took a loan out for $50,000, your payment could be, with principal and interest, could be anywhere from $55,000 to, you know, $60,000, anywhere in that range. It could be less, it could be more.
Okay.
And so it'll be based on the amount you take and pretty much the term you choose. The shorter the term, usually the lowest, you'll have the lowest overall payback on the loan.
Okay, so in a way, that's 10%.
If you were to get 10 cents on the dollar over a year, then yes, that would be 10%. But if you got 10 cents, because we have different programs, some people will qualify for an actual 12% APR over 3 years. I would say 5% of our clients will qualify for that. You have to have very good credit, strong bank statements, good time in business, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So some of our clients will qualify for that program, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
But some people will, you know, qualify for, it could be 10 cents on the dollar over 6 months. So that's kind of why we give you some different options. If the most important factor for you is the overall payback on the loan, then that's what we're going to present to you, or the programs with the lowest overall cost.
Okay. So, like, if my goal was to have the lowest monthly payment, in a year.
Then that's what we would present to you. For some people, they say, I absolutely have to have a 2 to 3 year term. And so that's what we'll offer them. And, you know, with most financing, the longer you stretch it out, the more you pay back in interest. So it's kind of a give or take sometimes when doing that. But if you're flexible and you do something shorter, then we could probably get you the lowest overall cost.
Yeah, I do have really good credit.
How are the bank statements? Are they, do they ever go negative? Okay, good. So that's kind of the main, it's one of the main factors that we look at are the strength of the bank statements and the revenue. Because we would never want to lend too much to a business.
Yeah, I could see
so,
it could get dispersed quickly.
Yeah, so that's kind of why we stay in that 10 to 15% range. And we just look at, you know, how much do they have left over at the end of the month? You know, is it 40,000 or is it 2,000? Because that's, you know, a little bit concerning and that may affect the approval amount.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's kind of how it works in a nutshell.
Okay.
We can have you approved within a day and then give you those options. And then if you wanted to, you know, keep that open for 2 weeks and see how it goes for your next payroll, or if you wanted to, you know, get some of the funding to have as a cushion, you can do that as well. We would keep the approval open for you.
Okay. And does it cost to get approved? Or
no, it does not.
Okay, good.
Mm-mm.
Okay, let's move forward.
So what I'll do is I'll email you what I need to issue the approval.
Okay.
And we'll look at 6 months business bank statements.
Okay.
And it'll be, and I'll email this to you.
Okay.
Your most recent tax return, it could be 14 or 15, and then it's just a one-page application.
Okay.
And I'll email the application
the
and everything to you.
The federal?
Yeah, the business, yeah, everything will be the business return and the business bank statements.
Okay, so, all right.
And then once we get that back, I'll have it submitted, and then we'll hear back within a day.
Okay.
But it's pretty easy.
All right. Yeah, I had somebody call me. Oh, it was a while back from your business.
Oh, they did? Okay.
Yeah. Then they never followed up.
Oh, okay.
But that's okay.
Now,
but I've
do you have any... Yeah. Do you have any equipment needs, or is it just the capital?
Just the capital.
Just the capital. Okay. Mm-hmm. Perfect. All right. Well, I'll send this over in about 10 minutes or so. Did you have any other questions?
No, I think we're good. If
no?
I do,
okay.
I can email you back.
Yeah. Well, perfect. I will send this over, and then please let me know if you have any questions.
All right.
Okay. Thank you so much, Karen.
All right, Nicole. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.